Brett Tarrapin shows his strength. One night, Miss Meadows and the gal are gonna kind of pull him. And so many come in response to the invite that they had to put the lasses in the wash pot and build a fire in the yard. Brett Bar, he hoped Miss Meadows tote the wood. Brett Fox, he mend the fire. Brett Wolf, he keep the dogs off. Brer Rabbit, he greased the bottom of the plates for to keep the candy from sticking. And Brer Tarrapin, he clumb up in a chair and say he'd watch to see that the lasses didn't bile over. Well, then, while they was all a-sitting there and the bow-legged bow-lasses was a-biling and a-blubbering, they got to running on and talking mighty biggity. Brer Rabbit claim he the swiftest. But Tarrapin remember about a certain race, and he just rock along in the chair and watch the lasses. But Fox, he say he the sharpest. But Tarrapin, he rock along. But Wolf, he say he the most vigorous. But Tarrapin, he rock and he rock along. But when Brer Bar loud that he the most strongest, then Brer Tarrapin stop he rocking. And he sort of shut one eye and says he, "It look like, apparently, the old hard shell ain't nowhere along of this crowd. Yet yeah, he is. The man what show Brer Rabbit that he ain't the swiftest. And I'm the same man what can show Brer Bar that he ain't the strongest." And they all laugh and holler, cause it looked like Baba more stronger than a steer. By Miss Meadows, she up and asked she did, "How you gwine do it?"
"Give me a good strong rope and let me get in a mud puddle and then see if Baba can pull me out."
Then they all laugh again. And Baba, he up and says he, "We ain't got no rope," says he.
"No, and neither is you got the strength," says Brer Tarrapin, says he.
And then he rock and he rock along and he watch the lasses a-bilin' and a-blubberin'. At a while, Miss Meadows, she up and said that she'd taken loan the young men her bed cord. And while the candy was a-coolin' in the plates, they could all go to the branch and see the tug-of-war. Brer Tarrapin war much bigger than the palm of my hand, and it looked mighty funny for to hear him bragging about how he can out-pull Brer Bar. But they got the bed caught out a while, and then they all put out to the branch. When Brer Tarrapin found the place he wanted, he took one end of the bed cord and the gun the other end to Brer Bar.
"Now then, ladies and gents, you all go with Brer Bar up there in the woods, and I'll stay here. And when you hear me holler, then's time for Brer Bar for to see if he can haul in the slack of the rope. You all take care of that end, and I'll take care of this end," says Brer Tarrapin.
Then they all put out, and they left Brer Tarrapin at the branch. And when they was good and gone, he dove down into the water, he did, and he tied a bed cord hard and fast to one of these here big clay roots. And then he riz up and he gin a hoop. Brer Bar roped the bed cord around his hand and he winked at the gals. And with that, he gin a big jerk. But Tarrapin ain't budge. Then he take both hands and he gin a big pull. But all the same, Brer Tarrapin ain't budge. Then he turn around, he did, and he put the rope across his shoulders and try to walk off with Brer Tarrapin. But Brer Tarrapin looked like he don't feel like walking. Then Brer Wolf hope Brer Bar pull. And then they all hope him. But bless gracious, while they was all a pullin', Brer Tarrapin holler out and ask him why Brer Bar don't take up the slack. And with that, they gin up. And when Brer Tarrapin feel him quit pulling, he dove down, he did, and untied a rope. And by the time they got to the branch, he was a-sitting in the edge of the water. Death's as natural as life. And he ups and says he,
"That last pull of yourn was powerful. The little more than you'd have had me. You monstrous stout, Baba, and you pulls like a yoke of oxen. But I sort of had to purchase on you."
Then Baba, being his mouth gun to water out of the sweetening, he up and say he specked the candles right, and off they put at it.